Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you hadn't heard, today is Giving Tuesday, a statewide celebration of all the good work being done by our state's nonprofit organizations and very much appreciated by our state's business community. Madeline McGee is president of Together SC, based in Columbia, South Carolina. Today, she's in our studio. Madeline, welcome back.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners about your organization, because you have a fairly new name.
We do. We changed our name 2 years ago after 20 years as the South Carolina Association of Nonprofit Organizations. We are now Together SC, Allies for Good, and we are the network of all people, nonprofit professionals, nonprofit volunteers, anyone that wants to do good in the state of South Carolina.
I mentioned in my introduction, this is a big statewide thing, this Giving Tuesday, but it's really global.
It is global, Mike. It was started 7 years ago by the 92nd Street Y up in New York, and it's been funded quietly by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And it now has over 120 countries participating, many, many communities of all different sizes. We've had a couple of local communities in South Carolina participate in the past. But as far as we know, this is the first ever statewide collaborative social media celebration for the nonprofit sector.
It's more of a celebration. You're not out there asking for money today.
No. In fact, we started 6 weeks ago with a campaign each week saying, let's engage our people. And each week we've celebrated some different aspect of our work. And today is the culmination of that work.
Well, tell us what's happening in South Carolina. How is the campaign structured?
Nonprofit volunteers and leaders across the state engaging on social media to share what they love and admire about the work that nonprofits are doing across our state. We're using the phrase Y'all Together SC to bring our efforts together, because we believe that there's something really special about South Carolina and the ability of our people to come together.
Besides all of the social media focus today, are there local activities happening in our state?
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly in Florence, where they've been doing this effort for several years, the PD effort has a convening where everyone's coming together to share food and company and celebrate the good works of their communities. And in York County, they're doing a dine out, do good, and the restaurants are giving a portion of their proceeds from those that dine to the charities that are participating. So those are just two of the local efforts happening today.
And I understand, because this is such a major social media thing, that Facebook is helping out.
Absolutely. Facebook was offering $7 million in match for nonprofits and individuals who wanted to raise money for those nonprofits through their Facebook pages.
How many nonprofits around the state are participating?
I'm guessing we're probably going to be somewhere around 150, maybe 200, which for first effort, this is our first year doing it, we think is pretty good.
Besides the example you gave us of the restaurants that are participating today, how else have you seen the business community become involved?
Marketing is what this is really about, attempting to change core values. And the nonprofits can't do this without creative partners. And the marketing firms are an indispensable part of that. And we got a grant from Central Carolina Community Foundation from their Cheerful Giver Fund. Isn't that a great name for a fund? It's anonymous, to fund this. But it's just a little bit of money. Most of what we have done has been through the in-kind contributions of a number of marketing firms. Most importantly, Octagon, which is here in Columbia. They have done the creatives and the social media management and filmed our Facebook Lives. And so I just have to say to all those of you in the marketing field out there, whether you're in Columbia or Greenville, Charleston, Rock Hill, where, support of all of our nonprofits, not just on Giving Tuesday, but all year long, is a critical part to our success. So this would not be possible without so many of our marketing partners from across the state. So I just have to thank them all. I won't name them all. And the marketing firms are just fantastic resource for nonprofits.
And today's celebration ends at midnight tonight?
It does. It does.
Madeline, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Thank you, Mike.
Madeline McGee is the president of Together SC, based in Columbia. We will have a link to her organization as well as a link to today's event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.